He's on his way to his 40th methamphetamine bust of the year.
If we're going to go in the door with you, and I'll go in the garage with the other two yahoos.
I guess I'll go to the door with you guys then.
The target is a local man, suspected of manufacturing the drug and dealing it to others. Unlike other drugs, methamphetamine can be cooked in home labs like these.
David, y'all gonna go the other way?
Got a bunch on this road, too.
Larry supervises a team of six officers who surround the house.
For manufacturing a controlled substance, hit 97J1.
They waste no time busting in.
Sheriff Bartle, coming in!
I got you covered.
On the ground, face down!
Get down!
Face down!
Inside, the officers find the suspect and another man cooking a fresh batch of methamphetamine.
So in order to keep them from destroying any evidence, we've made entry and secured them. And there is a lab here, so.
Methamphetamine can be produced using rudimentary equipment and household chemicals.
Whew, still stinks in here.
Cooks follow a number of different recipes. But the officers have never seen this kind of home lab before.
First one. It's our first one.
They're using the new one-pot method, a method so simple that anyone can now make meth.
Interesting. Very interesting.
A few essential ingredients, including ammonium fertilizer and lithium from household batteries, are placed in a simple soda bottle. The chemicals react and produce methamphetamine, along with poisonous and explosive fumes.
This will be his gas generator with his muriatic acid and salt. Ooh, it stinks in there too.
In the trash, Larry discovers the core active ingredient, a cold and flu medication containing pseudoephedrine that can be bought over the counter at any local pharmacy.
And he just bought these pills today at 12:45. So. And it's what, 245 now. So if you're getting 2.5 grams every hour and a half, and you're doing it for 5-6 hours a day, you can end up with a pretty good chunk of dope. This is probably about a gram worth right there, give or take.
536, go ahead.
Like many home producers, this cook is an addict who makes meth for extra money to fuel his own drug habit. Nearly 1,500 meth labs were discovered in Missouri in 2009. Making it one of the worst hit states in the epidemic of home meth cooking.
I don't know where this one pot method started, but it's here now. So if he's doing it, he said he wasn't even cooking before this. He started cooking when he learned how to do the one pot method. And so if he's doing it, there's more people doing it. Yes.
For Larry Keene and his task force, busting home meth cooks and breaking this supply chain of traffickers like Juan Lopez is all part of fighting the larger war on drugs. Methamphetamine addiction is a global epidemic. And nowhere more than America.